I suppose the Polish would have much in common with ourselves, their background, their faith, their culture. In the Diocese of Kerry, we'll say that might be 140,000 people estimated, and our recent figures, our guesses would be that there might be 6,000 or 7,000 Polish people having joined us in the last 2 years, which is a huge influx. That's about 6 or 7% of the population is now Polish. They have their own shop in Tralee as well, after opened there recently. And again, it goes back to they are working in jobs maybe that the local people might not want to work in anymore. They're bringing their own skills, and they're enriching the economy in very different ways. And again, I would say the locals are very welcoming of them. I suppose essentially we don't notice, when we go into our restaurant for a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, we don't realise maybe that it is somebody that's Polish is actually serving us.
What about summer jobs? I mean, students and people in college would typically have worked in the hotels over the summer season, and I imagine a lot of that work now has been taken over by Polish people. Do they resent that?
Well, I'm not, maybe resent might be a strong word, but I know of some factories who would always have given work to the local children as they left school for the summer holidays. Now, because there's a huge availability of workers from Poland, from other countries available to them, the factories are, with their pacing their work maybe over the year. There is no longer that seasonal work, and those children, either they have to go abroad or they have to go maybe further afield looking for work. Some of them are happy to go abroad. They kind of, it enriches their education and their experience, but others, it's just not possible for them. So again, I won't use the word resentment, but I suppose it is noticed as well at the moment here in Tralee and in Kerry, there's lots of work to go around, and long may it last. But as well, my only fear is that if things got a bit tighter in the economy, suddenly I suppose people would start to say, what are they doing here in the first place? But they're not saying that at the moment, and we're happy to live together, work together. And
religiously, the Polish will be very similar to the Irish. I assume most of them coming over are Catholic.
Yeah, very much so. Very similar to Ireland. I would say that the Catholic Church in Poland was very much part of the lives of many people, in spite of it being under communist rule for so many years. The Catholic Church seemed to survive and thrive in that setting in Poland. The previous Pope, being from Poland, would help us in relation to them. It would make them very proud of their faith. And what we would have here in the parish at the moment is we would have, over the summer, we had two visiting Polish priests, and we would have facilitated them in the local Dominican church, where there would have been a weekly service, a weekly mass for the Polish people, and that helps them to get together. We also have a get together here in the parish centre every Sunday evening that lasts maybe about 2 hours, where people from Poland gather, share their local news at home, what's happening here, where the jobs are, where it's a good place to work, and all those things that happens. It's kind of like a little drop-in centre for the Polish that we have set up here in the parish centre every Sunday evening.
So you have a Polish mass for people. I mean, probably that may even get as much, if not more, attendance. I mean, the Polish are probably more devout Catholics, perhaps, than the Irish are at the moment.
I suppose initially when they come to the country, they're leaving a setting where it's very much entrenched in their lives, the Catholic faith. For some reason, maybe when they come to a relatively liberal culture that Ireland is at the moment, some mightn't be as diligent towards their faith, but they may either go to this mass that we put on for the Polish, or they may go to one of the other masses. You know, I'd say their faith is still important to them. They're a culture that get married young. The average age of weddings might be 23, 24, and what they believe. And I suppose it's not just what they believe, it's how they live. They're kind of people who are quite Christian in their outlook, helping each other and being people who might put others before themselves at times.
So what's the future?
I would say that the Catholic Church in Ireland will be transformed and enriched by the presence of the Polish people and other Catholics who have had different experiences in their own countries as they become more involved in our own parishes. It kind of will put a new look on our faith. It will help us to enrich our celebrations. And we'll say if people from Nigeria, they become more involved, maybe more singing, more celebration on our Sunday masses. Do you know what I mean? So good times ahead.